Mars Incorporated, makers of Milky Way candy bars, invite you to visit the Fountain of Fun with Frasier Thomas, Old Doc Fiddle Faddle, and Toby Tuttle.
Say, Toby, I heard Penelope Buglebox's mother won $500 at a bingo last night.
That's right, Tommy, and gosh, was Mr. Bugleboxer happy. Mrs. Bugleboxer split with him.
Well, no wonder he was happy. She split with him.
Yeah, Doc, she packed up and left town.
With a song by Norman Revell.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas.
A song by Mary Jean and Betty.
We got a steady date, don't be late, say I'm really ready. Down to the tavern every Tuesday at 10.
And music by Bill Davis and his orchestra, who opened the program with I'm Nobody's Baby. No wonder Milky Way candy bars are the favorite refreshment of young and old. The wholesome nutritional value of a Milky Way is matched only by the luscious flavor to be found in each fresh bar. Milky Way bars have become an American institution. In busy factories, that Milky Way in the lunchbox has become an expected, ever luxurious dessert. Its rare, delightful taste sends a man back to his job refreshed. Refreshed and fortified with a quick energy that is yours so abundantly in every Milky Way. With each delightful bite through the pure milk chocolate coating, the layer of smooth, creamy caramel, and the luscious center of chocolate nougat flavored with real malted milk, you thoroughly enjoy that thrilling taste blend found only in a Milky Way. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way.
December already. First thing you know, it'll be Christmas.
Yeah, that's right, Tommy. And I'm getting all set for Christmas Eve when Santa Claus arrives in his sled.
You mean you're installing mistletoe in the house?
No, I'm installing a reindeer trap on the roof. It's my butcher's idea. I don't think his mother's told him everything yet.
Probably not. Say, where did you spend Thanksgiving Day?
Oh, I went to the turkey dinner at Aunt Bertha's. What a bird that was.
Was it a tender one?
Yeah, tender one. I got the gizzard.
Is that what you got?
Well, no, I didn't. I got that part... Well, you know where the turkey's neck is, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, the part I got had no idea.
Hiya, kid. Hello, Tommy. How's things, Toby?
Hello, boss.
How are you today, Doc?
Oh, tickety-boo, Bucky, tickety-boo. Mighty busy, though. Got to get downtown for my karaoke lesson. After that, I got to go see Dr. Diggins at the hospital. He got himself thrown out of joint last night, Doctor did.
Accident?
No, they throwed him out of the joint on purpose. Then let me see. Ooh, yeah. Got to get over to the roller rink and practice my speed skating.
Speed skating?
Yes, sir. I'm racing the old men and young men's derby, you know.
The old men and young men's derby? Well, do you think the old men have a chance, Doc?
No, us kids will lick the pants off of them.
Say, you know, I'm a pretty fast skater. You ought to see me in a race. I pump like crazy for half the distance and then coast and cross the finish line on my momentum.
That's what I usually land on, too.
Oh, say, did I tell you kids about the Thanksgiving dinner I had over at the Whitty Blake's?
No, Doc. How was the turkey?
Well, I never got to eat no turkey, Bucky.
You didn't? How come?
Well, we got into a little scrap, the Whitty and me. Sat down to dinner, and it seemed we both wanted the drumsticks. Argued about it at first, and then we sparred around a little and exchanged a few blows.
Doc, do you mean to say you struck a woman? You struck a woman wearing glasses?
Oh, no, Buster. I took my glasses off.
Oh, that's all right.
Finally, the waiter said she'd toss me for the drumsticks.
Oh, toss you for the drumsticks, huh? And did she?
Oh, yeah. Tossed me right out into the pansy patch out in the front lawn. Oh, that just ruined my appetite.
Probably didn't do your momentum any good either. What are you looking for, Doc?
That new pinball machine ordered. Didn't it get here yet?
No, it didn't, Doc.
Brand new type, this one. Improved model pinball machine.
What do you mean, improved model?
It comes already tilted.
Oh. Do you have much luck playing the pinball machine, Doc?
No, sir. Fact is, Tommy, I don't have much luck at anything. Had some mighty bad luck a couple of years ago. I did mighty bad.
What happened?
Well, a fella come around and give me a couple of tickets for the Irish sweepstakes.
Gave you a couple of tickets to the Irish sweepstakes?
Yep.
Well, where does the bad luck come in?
Oh, dag nabbit, at the last minute I found out I couldn't go.
Here's a bright rhythm tune fashioned in the distinctive styling of Mary, Jane, and Betty. Tuesday at 10.
We got a steady date, don't be late, say I'm really ready. Down to the tavern every Tuesday at 10. So don't you take us slow, off we go where the beat is steady. Down to the tavern every Tuesday at 10. The nickel I've got, I pushed in the slot. The band is really rocking till early morn. So take up your stance and start a new dance. And boog the woog until it's dawn. Politely tip your hat, go to bat, say I'm really ready. Down to the tavern every Tuesday at 10. Nickel, nickel, all that solid music for a nickel. Just clap your hand to your favorite band. Yes, yes, jazz will really get you. Yes, yes, cats will really help you. Guaranteed to make you stare. Guaranteed to get you head. We got a steady date, don't be late. Say I'm really ready. Down to the tavern every Tuesday at 10 p.m. So don't you take it slow, off we go where the beat is steady. Down to the tavern every Tuesday at 10 p.m. The nickel I got, a push in the slot. The band is really rocking till early morn. So take up your stance and start a new dance. And boogie woogie boogie woogie until it's dawn. Politely tip your hat, go to bat, say I'm really ready. Down, down to the tavern every Tuesday at 10 o'clock in the evening. Every Tuesday at 10.
The man with the pinball machine's here.
He is? Well, good. Hello, mister.
How do you do, I'm sure?
Say, this is a fancy pinball machine.
It's the most unusual one we puts out, mister.
You mean you can win on this one?
Let me show you how easy it is to beat this thing. I, you know, of all the pinball crack shots in town, is the crackest. All the free games I has won on these machines, it'll take me 50 years to play them off, which is highly disappointing.
Why?
I hate the game. Here now, I'll show you how good I is. I put a nickel in the machine.
Gosh, all the time I've been playing pinball machines, I never knew that before.
Knew what?
They work with real nickels.
Watch now. Oh, I'll get me a million points or so with me first ball. Oh, for goodness sake.
Here, let me show you how to work this thing.
Careful now, Toby.
Yeah. Come on, hit something. It did.
Well, anyways, that was close.
Yeah, I almost didn't hit anything.
Well, look, buddy, I'll let you in on something. I'll turn that little gadget what's hidden under the machine. There.
Well, what would that do?
Buddy, if you don't get 50 free games with this next shot, me name ain't Herman McLavikiowicz.
Are you Herman McLavikiowicz?
No. Poicy Fitznoodle. Junior, of course.
Well, go on, Toby. Try the machine now.
Yeah.
Easy now.
Darn it, missed again.
How do you do? How do you do? How do you do?
Oh, hello, Mr. Twitchy.
Well, hi there, Twitch. What kind of a Thanksgiving dinner did you have at your house? I suppose you had the usual turkey.
Oh, no. We bought a brand new one this year.
Oh.
Oh, but Thanksgiving Day has passed, and we must now turn our attention to the coming of Xmastide, the season of Yule.
I suppose you're dreaming of a white Christmas.
Oh, yes, indeed. There's only one thing I like better than a white Christmas.
What's that?
A tight New Year's.
Say, by the way, Mr. Twitchum, are you selling Christmas cards this year?
Oh, indeed, yes. I have some lovely ones right here. Look, Mr. Tuttle, here's a beautiful card. Wrong card. here they are. My Christmas greeting cards. Here's a nice one. Just listen to this charming verse. At our house every Christmas Eve, I fall asleep, and then, until the dawn of Christmas Day, I don't wake up again. Then what a surprise for the family when they wake and look under the tree. It's about 2 to 1. They'll find gifts on the floor, and 20 to 1 they'll find me. Lovely thought, isn't it? Do you know what makes that verse so different?
Yeah, no sawdust on the floor.
Have you got any more Christmas card verses, Mr. Twitchum?
Oh, indeed, yes. Here's one I'm sure you like. 'Twas the night before Christmas, and all through the house, not a creature was stirring.
Gad, what a party.
Do you like that verse, Mr. Tuttle?
No, I think I like the other one verse. But here's one I like. it's about the mistletoe and Hitler.
What's that, Toby? Read it.
Yeah. This Christmas, every girl I know hopes Adolf Hitler will be where he'll have o'er his head the mistletoe and lilies sprinkled here and there.
In the spirit of the season, your singing favorite, Norman Revell, sings for us White Christmas.
I'm dreaming of a white Christmas, just like the ones I used to know, where the treetops glisten and children listen to hear. Out in the snow, I'm dreaming of a white Christmas with every Christmas card I buy. May your days be merry and bright.
Tommy, what a poker game I was in last night. It was a real cutthroat game, and did they clean me?
Cleaned you, huh? How much did you lose?
65 cents.
You weren't very dirty, were you? You shouldn't gamble, Toby. You're not bright enough. You couldn't win even the simplest bet.
What do you mean?
Well, for instance, I'll bet you can't answer sausage to any three questions I ask.
Oh, that's silly. I can, too. And just to call your bluff, here's $5 that says I can.
Okay, here's my $5.
All right.
Now, who discovered America?
Sausage.
In what year was the War of 1812 fought?
Sausage. How could anyone lose on this?
Well, you could. But if you win, which would you rather have, the money or the sausage?
Why, the money, of course.
And you lose. That was the third question.
Well, the money, yeah. Now I really am broke. And that reminds me, Penelope, our dishwasher, owes me 50 cents. Oh, Penelope. Penelope!
Here I am. Hi.
Look, Penelope, you owe me 50 cents. Can you pay me?
I ain't got no 50 cents.
You ain't got no 50 cents. That's no way to talk. You should say, I do not have 50 cents. He does not have 50 cents. We do not have 50 cents. Get the idea?
Yeah, not a lousy half a buck amongst the three of us.
To change the subject and not a moment too soon, did you have a nice Thanksgiving?
Oh, yeah. Uncle Benji come over to our house for dinner.
From what I've seen of your Uncle Benji, I bet he's a handy man at the table.
I'll say he's the only body ever I've seen get sparks from a knife and fork. And right after a big meal, he went out in the kitchen for a smack.
You mean a snack?
No, a smack. He tried to kiss the cook.
I see, and he got smacked in the process.
Right in the puss. Me boyfriend, Judy Friendfrock, was over to the house, too. Judy is a very considerate boy. That evening, he went with my sister to see her off on the train.
That was very thoughtful.
I'll say, it's awful hard for a girl to open those boxcar doors by herself.
Speaking of Duty, he's coming up the door right now.
Well, well, hello, Duty. What brings you here?
The bus. Oh, boy, am I sharp today. Hi, Penelope.
Hi. What you been doing, honey bunch?
Oh, yesterday I went Christmas shopping, and was it tough sledding?
What was the trouble?
No snow.
Look, Duty, it's all right to be stupid, but you're making a career of it.
Now, wait a minute. I'm tired of hearing you say I'm dumb. I bet you ain't so smart yourself.
Look who's talking.
Well, I bet you can't even answer sausage to three questions I ask you.
Oh, brother. Tommy, lend me $5.
All right, Toby. I don't think even you can make a mistake now.
Okay, Duty, here's $5 that says I can.
All right, here's my $5.
Okay.
What general is buried in Grant's tomb?
Sausage.
Oh. What has 8 legs and sings?
Sausage.
If you win this bet, which would you rather have, the sausage or the money?
Boy, I got him now. The sausage, Duty, the sausage.
Here's your sausage. Thanks for the
$10.
A hit song of yesterday, a pleasant memory today. Norman Revell, Mary Jean and Betty sing, I Never Knew I Could Love Anybody.
I never knew I could love anybody, honey, like I'm loving you.
I couldn't realize what a pair of eyes and a baby's smile could do.
I never
never knew I could love anybody, honey.
Like I'm loving you, I'll always be true to you, sweetheart.
Where Doc put the mustard. Hey, Tommy, I just got a hunch on a racehorse. Gypsy Rose Lee.
Gypsy Rose Lee. Are you going to play her to win?
No, to show.
Toby, you oughtn't.
What's the matter?
You oughtn't to gamble. It's not right. And besides, you always lose.
Yeah, but it's so fascinating. Just imagine if I were a big-time gambler. Like my uncle, Bet a Million Tuttle. You know, he died during a poker game.
What did he die of?
Five aces. Mm-hmm. Oh, just imagine me. Diamond Jim Tuttle. There I'd be with a big bankroll and Carlo Monte gambling casino. There I'd be in the gambling room.
All right, all bets down for the field start, please.
Coming out on nine.
And you can't win if you don't bet. Hurry up, please.
Oh, boy, this place is really buzzing tonight, isn't it?
Yeah.
Yeah, runs like a well-oiled machine.
Yeah, a vacuum cleaner.
Well, I feel lucky tonight. Let's play this slot machine here.
Okay.
I'll try again. Once more.
Diamond Jim, you've been playing that for 2 hours and you haven't won yet.
Well, to win on a slot machine, you've got to have patience. You've got to have perseverance. You've got to have confidence. You've got to have more change than the Philadelphia Mint. I feel lucky tonight. Let's go over to the roulette wheel.
Okay.
Time to place your bet, folks. Time to place your
well,
bet.
Well, I'll play $10,000 on number 27.
I don't think I'd do that, bud.
Oh, afraid I'll win, huh? Well, I feel lucky tonight. 10,000 on 27.
You lose.
Well, 10,000 more. Come on, 27.
You lose.
But 10,000 more on 27.
You lose.
Hey, how do you know I lose? You didn't even spin the wheel.
The numbers on this wheel only go up to 25.
30,000 I'm out. Now he tells me. I'll bet you double or nothing.
Okay, we'll each take a number, and I'll bet a stops on mine before it does on yours.
Well, I feel lucky tonight, so all right. I'll take number 10.
Okay, I'll take 5.
There it is, 10. There's my number 10.
Well, what do you know? 5. I win.
All right, but I think the wheel is fixed.
Well, there for a minute, I thought it needed to be fixed. I don't feel bad about it, Bud. You never had a chance anyway.
Well, I'll get my money back, Thomas. I feel lucky tonight. Say, look at this beautiful girl coming this way. Hello, beautiful.
Graham, Tinhorn, Scram.
Wait, maybe you'll change my luck. I've been having bad breaks.
Bad breaks? Yeah. It also looks like your chassis is slightly sprung.
Please, I am down to my last 30,000.
Look, I just said to my friend a minute ago... What an attractive man. I know a game you'd like to play. Right over here.
All right.
Oh, good evening, chump. Chum.
Now, you take any card, and without seeing it, he'll bet. He can tell you what it is.
Oh, that's impossible. I'll bet $5,000.
All right, take one.
You'll double your jack in no time.
Yeah, go ahead. Name it.
I believe you have a jack.
That's amazing. But I feel lucky tonight, so I'll double that bet. Try it again.
You win enough money to live like a king.
Unless I'm mistaken, the card's a king.
That is unbelievable. But I feel lucky tonight. Double or nothing. 20,000.
Oh, look out. That waiter almost spilled a tray on you.
I didn't see any waiter.
The card is a tray.
How does he do it? But here's your money. Uh-oh.
Hey, this is only 15,000. Where's the other 5?
Well, guys... I'm afraid that's all I got.
Oh, well, sir, eh? We have ways of dealing with guys like you.
Just a minute. I'm not the kind of a fellow to stand by idly while you bully a friend of mine.
Oh, you're not?
No. So call me when it's over, will you?
There's a man after my own heart with a knife.
Okay, four-flesher, step in here to Big John's office with me. Hi, boss.
Now, what's cooking?
This guy's goose. He owes us $5,000 and he won't pay.
Oh, trying to put something over on Big John, eh?
Now, look, Big John, don't you recognize me? I'm Diamond Jim Tuttle.
So what?
Look, I'll give you this diamond horseshoe stick pin as a security. Maybe I should have taken it off the horse first. Look at it. It's a genuine diamond.
Yeah, then my uncle's got a fortune in his left eye.
You won't trust me?
Sure, I'll tell you what. I'll lend you the money on your face.
You will?
Yeah, and when you pay back the money, you'll get back your face. Ah, well, there's nothing to do about it. Throw the bum out the back door.
Okay, boss.
Now, wait a minute. See here.
Hey, come on.
Where's the money to get rid of him? Come in. What? You again?
You can't do this to Diamond Jim Tuttle. I'm a big shot. You can't throw me out the back door.
Oh, so you're a big shot. Okay, Slugger, throw him out the front door.
Ah, here I am, out on the street, back on my heels. Gambling's what's done this to me. Made me lose everything. I'll never gamble again as long as I live. Oh, here comes someone up the street. Say, buddy, could you spare a dime for a cup of coffee?
No, my good man.
Oh, please, mister, I haven't got a cent. I'm cold and hungry.
No, I'm sorry.
Honest, I want to make a new start. Give me a break. Give me a dime for a cup of coffee.
Well, all right. Here's a dime.
Wait a minute. I feel lucky tonight. I'll match you for it with donuts or nothing.
Thought on real taste enjoyment. Next time you drop into your neighborhood fountain or candy counter, treat yourself to the pleasure of eating a luscious, creamy, smooth Milky Way candy bar. A rare, delightful adventure in downright satisfaction awaits you each time you unwrap a fresh Milky Way. As you take that first luxurious bite, the pure milk chocolate coating, the layer of smooth, creamy caramel, and the luscious center of chocolate nougat flavored with real malted milk melt into that thrilling, thrilling taste blend found only in a Milky Way. What's more, you'll enjoy every bite right down to the last delightful flavor that lingers in your mouth. When you crave good candy, eat a Milky Way. Mars Incorporated, makers of Milky Way candy bars, invite you to visit the Fountain of Fun again next Sunday at the same time, 5 o'clock Central Wartime. Why not attend the broadcast in person? Obtain tickets by writing the ticket department, WLW Cincinnati, Zone 2, Ohio. Next week, Norman Revell, Mary Jean and Betty, Phil Davis and his orchestra, Old Doc Fiddle Faddle, Frazier Thomas, and Penelope Bugle Boxer will all be here, along with Toby Tuttle.
So you'll be here too, won't you? Bye now. See you next Sunday.
Austin Williams speaking. This is the Nation's Station.